For you, and the seed that's been deposited in you is incorruptible. Amen. Meaning it's going to produce after its kind.
Right.
This is your season to come up out of that place that you're in and to step into something fresh in you.
Yeah.
With power, authority, and kingdom rule. Welcome to the house of manna.
Amen.
And for those of you that are in the house,
yeah,
can you give Jesus
the house of manna.
It's the house of what is it?
Right. Right.
Come on.
What you mean, Pastor? Whatever you want it to be, it is.
Right.
If you need it to be an emergency room because you're so jacked up, come on in to what it is. But if you need it to be a hospital where you got to be hooked up for a minute, come on into the house.
Amen.
Oh, but if you just need to see a doctor for the post operation, come on into the house a minute. Because you may come in one way, but you're going to leave a different way. Lord Jesus. I am so happy.
Yeah.
My. We're not going to get into a service and just think that because it's Easter, it's all about some bunny.
Right.
Please.
Come on.
If I say it for real, it ain't about no Easter bunny and no eggs.
Amen.
It ain't about no Cadbury. I eat them. I like chocolate. I eat them. But it ain't about no Easter bunny.
Come on. Mighty God. Brother.
It's about the seed.
That's right.
Woo! Amen.
It's about the seed. The incorruptible seed.
Right.
Yes.
It's the seed that was sent here on earth for you.
Yes, thank you.
Woo! The incorruptible seed.
Amen.
Meaning it's all sufficient. It's never empty.
Right.
And it's always producing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing can destroy it.
Right.
Ooh, get your word. My God, get your word.
Help me, Lord.
Turn to Psalms 126, verse 6. If you have your hand up, it's even your hand down. But don't trust what Pastor puts on the handouts. Get your word.
Amen.
Amen. Psalms 126, verse 6. When you have it, say amen.
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 No, when you have it, say amen.
Amen.
When you have it, stomp your feet. When you have it and you know you're saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, sound amen.
Amen.
All few of you are saved. It's okay. Psalms 126, verse 6. It says, he who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come home with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Let me read that again. He who goes out weeping, bearing the seed for sowing, shall come out with shouts of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. Father, I thank you for the reading of your word. I thank you it's true yesterday, today, and forever. This is the word of God.
Yes.
It is incorruptible.
Mm.
It'll stand the test of time.
Yes.
It is a truth that can never be made a lie.
Mm.
It is a truth that will always stand in the courts of heaven to say this is truth and nothing can nullify it.
Yes.
Amen.
I thank you for it now in Jesus' mighty name. And all of God's children said amen.
Amen.
Now listen. The earth in the very beginning was created by God when he spoke, correct?
Correct.
We know that he spoke it. But why did God speak into something that was without form and was void of anything? He spoke into something because he had you in mind already.
Amen.
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 You better have an understanding why God created you in the first place.
Right.
He said, I have blank in my thoughts, and the more I think about blank, I want to create a place for him to dwell. Then he thought about Teresa. Teresa is in my mind. I got to put a place for her to be. He said, Mama Lou is in my spirit. I've got to create a place for her to dwell. Do you understand what God was doing? He says, I see. There is a seed that I must plant in something that has no form.
Right.
It'll preach by itself.
Yep.
So he spoke, but the Bible says in Genesis, he says that the Spirit of God hovered over the deep.
Uh-huh. Right.
The Bible says that it brooded over it.
Ooh.
It began to just hover over everything that was void.
Right.
How many of you got a void in your life?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you know, okay, some of y'all don't want to be transparent. Sure. Sure. You know you got a void. Yeah, it's somewhere in your soul right here. God says, that's what I'm hovering over.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. I'm just getting ready to speak into that thing.
Yes.
And I'm going to begin to create what is missing.
Yes.
And I'm going to form something that will occupy it. So God had you in mind, but he began to create some things for you. But you weren't even on the picture yet. You weren't even in the scene. You weren't even on the earth, but you were in his mind and in his heart. Mm-hmm. That's a good God.
Yes.
He says, oh, but wait a minute. Before Darlene could even experience the fullness of what I have for her, I got to put things in order for her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He said, Kelly is coming, and I got to make sure everything's right. Make it personal. Right. We think that this word is not personal. It's a lie.
Right.
That's right.
It's a lie. And he's looking over and he sees Lena. In the back of his mind, he says, Lena. Lena's coming. Oh, I got to put all kinds of animals out there for Lena. She loves animals. Let me create the animals first. Yeah. Oh, but they got to have names. Let me send the first man on earth. But let me create him from my creation. Mm-hmm. Then I'll breathe on Adam. That's just. And through Adam began the process of the incorruptible seed. Are you hearing that? The incorruptible seed started with Adam. And we all know, all the theologians say, yeah, but Adam blew it in the garden. It was a setup for true dominion.
Right.
Oh, man, don't miss this. Don't miss this. God had a plan all along.
Uh-huh.
Which is in Romans 8:19. It speaks of how the earth is groaning and moaning.
Right.
For the sons of God. The incorruptible seed to come on the earth. I'm paraphrasing that, but you can look it up for yourself. The earth that he created, and then the seed that he placed on the earth. Now the Bible speaks about the seed that when it goes into the ground, what does it produce after?
It's time.
Say it again.
It's time.
So you put seed in the ground, it's going to produce after it's come.
Right.
So Jesus now is looking at us because he's up there with the Father saying, Daddy, you did such a wonderful job. Look at Adam. Look at Eve. Yeah, I know. I see the serpent. Don't worry about that. I got this, Dad. Don't worry about all that. Just tell Adam to name all the animals. It's beautiful. Adam names every single animal. And God never corrects Adam. Have me to name the animals, I'll mess up on every single one of them. May have to get corrected many times. But Adam didn't get corrected by God when he was doing what God told him to do.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Come on.
Wow. Some of y'all got that one. Some of y'all got that one. God didn't have to correct Adam because he obeyed God.
Come on, brother.
So watch this. Now that's not even part of the message. This is just a free one for you. That was a good one. I got that one. Check. Be obedient. Okay, got that one. Okay. And watch this. So now we see that the man begins to crumble because of sin, right? We know the story, right? We're Christians in here, right? Okay, just make sure. Now see, watch this. Now see, Adam and Eve, they fell to sin. So then all of a sudden now, thorns and thistles begin to grow up in the land. Was God cursing the land or was he cursing Adam and Eve? Trick question, huh? He was a curse. The curse was on the ground, not Adam and Eve. God does not curse his seed. Oh, don't miss this. See, we've been taught that when we mess up, we fall under a curse. We fall under a curse when we start doing things wrong. We fall into sin. We backslide. All those terminologies the church use. The truth of the matter is God doesn't curse his seed.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
He curses the ground that his seed is on.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Because the seed is still incorruptible.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Sure. That'll preach all by itself. So now we see that the earth is going in all kinds of havoc in all kinds of ways. We see that people are beginning to just turn on each other. We see murders. We see all kinds of things taking place in the earth. And God is looking down and saying, I've got to do something. That's my seed. That's my seed. So we see that how the earth is. It's perfect right now, isn't it? It's so perfect. But then he's looking at his seed saying they're being led astray. They're being led astray. I need to do something about this. The incorruptible seed. 1 Corinthians 3:6-9 says, watch this, and this is going to begin to share with you what exactly is taking place here to have a better understanding of who you are. So in 1 Corinthians 3:6-9 says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the growth. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who gives the growth. He who plants and he who waters are one.
Right.
And each will receive his wages according to his labor. For we are God's fellow workers.
Yeah.
Watch this, don't miss this. You are God's field and God's building.
Right.
Are you seeing this?
Yep.
You are his harvest. You are his harvest. His intent is to get you to be harvested for the heavens. But you first have to understand the dynamic of the seed. The seed is important to understand why God deposited seed here on earth. In 2 Corinthians 9:6, it says the point is this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. So if we understand the scripture, and people use it for tithe all the time. But the power that is discussed in this particular scripture is talking about the power that is in the seed. The seed.
Right.
The heart in which you sow the seed determines the amount that you get on return. Correct? You see that, right?
Amen.
Okay, just make sure you see it. Now, in John 3:16, we all know that scripture. That's the greatest one that is always quoted for salvation. That God so loved the world that he did what?
Okay.
He gave what?
His only son.
He gave seed here on earth. He gave his seed here on earth. Now, did he give a portion of his seed? Or did he give all his seed? Did he give just a portion of his harvest? Or did he give all his harvest? He gave his first fruit, Jesus, to the earth. That was the seed. That he sent his son into this earth that was with all kinds of chaos as seed. I began to read this and I said, Lord, I understand the dynamics of Easter messages. You know, if we can't get this service right, we have no business being in church. No business having church if we can't get this service right.
Right.
The Easter resurrection service. Because if we don't understand the gospel, then we have no business trying to preach to you about gospel.
Right.
Preach it.
And then I said, no, wait a minute. There's a dynamic of this that I haven't seen. I understand it. He says, but you're missing the full concept of the seed.
Come on, brother.
So I said, Lord, just speak to me. Now, I know we have children in here, so I'm gonna be very kind of careful about this. My granddaughter's in the room, so I'm gonna be very careful how I say this. But when man and woman come together in holy matrimony, there is a covenant that is made.
Right.
Yes.
Now, before the woman becomes pregnant, she has a cycle. Don't miss this. The cycle continues until seed is released. The moment seed is released and deposited, what happens to the cycle?
Stop.
Say it again.
Stop.
It stops. So we're getting the concept now. If you ever want to see some cycle in your life change, you got to release a seed.
Right.
No, you already missed that. You missed that. If you want to see a cycle that you've been in for too long and you want it to end, release a seed. Mm-hmm. Because the moment the seed is released, the cycle ends.
Right.
There you go.
The cycle ceases and life begins. I wish I had some folks in here that understood what was just said. You have been through seasons and cycles in your life that has made no change.
Right.
But if you want to see a change,
come on.
Release the seed.
Amen.
How many of you right away started thinking about money? Raise your hand, be honest, because the first thing you thought of was like, more money?
Come on.
I know y'all thought about it on Facebook. That's why you're not in church.
Just. Come on.
I'll say it.
Come on, brother.
I know who I is.
Right.
Be real.
I know who I is.
Right.
And I know what the Bible says, forsaking out the assembling of the saints to come together to worship together in a holy congregation. So that the corporate anointing of the house will rest on your house. Yeah. But you want to put God second, I'm just saying.
Come on, brother.
Just saying.
On.
Oh, but it's fiesta. Baby, it's always fiesta. Woo. In the house of God. Always in the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm just saying.
Come on.
You want to see a cycle in? Release the seed.
Yeah.
He's not talking about the money if you think that that's what it's about. He's talking about you speaking to that cycle so that it will end. God said he looked upon the depths of the earth and said it was without form and it was void. And he spoke.
Amen.
That's the seed.
Amen.
Amen.
Power.
Power of your tongue.
Amen.
Seed.
Amen.
Seed.
Amen. Speak to it, brother.
My.
Yes. Speak.
In Luke 8, 4 through 18, watch this. It says, when a great crowd was gathered and the people from the town came to him, he said in a parable. Why a parable? Why a parable? To get their attention to something that they would understand, for they understood agriculture. Watch this. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell along the path and was trampled underfoot, and the birds of the air devoured it. I just stop right there just for a quick minute. I'm just saying. You're not even talking about the agricultural sense. He's talking about you, the seed. He's talking about you just going along a path, but not getting rooted in the kingdom.
Yes, come on.
What he's trying to say is that you got to get somewhere in good soil to be planted. He's talking about you, the seed. Why? Because if it's along the path, you get trampled underfoot. What foot? The enemy is coming to devour you.
Uh-huh.
Get rooted somewhere, because you are the seed. My mind, oh Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
And the birds of the air devoured it. What's he speaking about? Spiritual attacks devoured the seed. And some fell on the rock. And as it grew up, it withered away because it had no moisture. What's he saying? Some of it fell on revelation, but because there was no anointing with that revelation, then there was no longer anything that was going to keep it alive.
Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all are missing that.
Yes.
Oh, he's just talking about, you know, seed. I'm gonna put it on rock. Man, I've been on the highways and I've seen trees growing out of the cement in the middle of the highway.
Right.
What he's talking about is you, the seed.
Amen.
Oh, I got revelation. But do you have the Holy Ghost?
Yeah.
Come on.
Are you under the anointed place where God has called you to be?
Come on, brother.
Come on. Yep.
Ooh, it withers away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up, and it choked it. What are the thorns? The unbelievers. It chokes your faith out of you because you're around negative people that irritate you and poke at your faith. I'm just trying to read. Is it all right? And some fell, watch this now, into good soil. And grew and yielded a hundredfold.
Yeah.
As he said these things, he called out, "He who has ears,
let him hear."
Come on.
What is he talking about? Is he talking about agriculture? Or is he talking about his seed?
His seed.
Because he watches after his seed because he wants to make sure it's planted and not just thrown. He wants to make sure that it's rooted in the ground in which he created for you to flourish in. Because the moment that you get planted, the power that resides in your seed begins to produce a hundredfold. It's when you wander around never making a commitment and being submitted to the soil, the goodness that God has called for you to be in, you can't produce a hundredfold. You begin to produce just a little.
Yeah. Preach it, brother. Preach it.
God, just trying to share some things with you. Woo! 1 Corinthians 15, verses 20 through 22. Watch this. Ooh, this is so good. This is so good. I love you, Jesus. I love you. Watch this. Verses 20 through 22. It says this, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead. The first fruits of those who have died. Do you see that? The first fruits of those that had died. You better hear what this is saying. Jesus had to die to make you produce.
Watch this.
For since death came through a human being, Adam, death came through a human being. Watch this. The resurrection of the dead has also come through a human being, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody should shout right there. That means that even though I came through death through Adam, you know that whole thing that everybody says, well, because you were born of Adam, you were born into sin because sin, Adam fell, so we're a sinful nature. Right. No! It's a lie! Jesus came and did away with that curse. You're not cursed anymore.
Yeah.
He cursed your seed.
Right.
He paid all back.
Amen.
He said, no, I'm getting it all back.
Yeah.
What? All my seed back.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, Lord.
Lord.
Jesus, I'm just trying, Lord. I'm just trying. Verse 22. For as all die in Adam, so all be made alive in
Christ. Amen.
Seed. The incorruptible seed. Verse 36. Right down to 36. Says, watch, I love how it's written here. Who's writing this? Is it the church of Corinth? Paul. Paul's writing to the church. He says, fool! He's writing to the church. Nowadays, we say that to somebody, oh, because I'm offended, I gotta leave because you don't really love me, you're calling me a friend.
Come on.
It's the word. Oh, I love it. For what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. Can you imagine that? sow doesn't come to life unless it dies.
Right.
I'm thinking about it as a church. Someone comes in here, the Apostle Paul comes in and says, "Fool, was you talking to me?" "Yeah, you fool." Think about it. He's writing the letter to the church. The church is reading it and saying, "Wait a minute. Nothing comes to life unless it dies." But that don't make no sense. Because you don't understand the power of the seed.
Right.
That's right.
Verse 37. "And as for what you sow, you do not sow the body that it is to be, but a bare seed." In other words, he said, you don't put the whole body in the ground, you sow a seed. "Perhaps if we," watch it, now he's starting to get their attention now. "Perhaps if we," or some other grain, why would he put that in there? Because now he's talking to them about their currency. Now he's talking to them about the things that they would understand. Watch this, watch what Paul says. Verse 38, "But God gives it a body as he has chosen, and to each kind of seed its own body." Do you see what it's saying there? God gives the seed a body. You're the seed.
Right.
You're the seed. "Not all flesh is alike." Thank you, Jesus. It'd be something if we all looked the same, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
That'd be boring.
Right.
But there is one flesh for human beings. Thank you, Jesus. Another for animals, another for birds, and another for fish. So what is he saying? I'm telling you, my seed is special.
Amen.
Special. You're not like the animals.
Right.
You read that, right?
Right.
So you're not going to be reincarnated into an animal.
Right.
The seed is the seed. It produces after its kind. He just does away with reincarnation.
Yeah.
Are you seeing this?
Yeah.
Why was he addressing this to the church of Corinth? Because they had a mindset to believe they're coming back as an animal. No, you may be living like an animal, but you ain't coming back like an animal. Just saying.
Amen.
Just saying. You understood how the church of Corinth was. You know how the church of Corinth was. They had temple prostitutes. That means in the house of God. That don't shock you? Oh, because we see it nowadays in churches? Yeah, yeah. How people want to prostitute the church for money?
Come on.
Want to prostitute your gift?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Want to get you parking lot profits out there? Prostitutes are still in the church.
Yep. Amen.
They're just not after the flesh.
Come on.
They're after the seed.
Yep. Here you go.
Pay attention now. And watch this. Verse 40. "There are both heavenly bodies and earthly bodies. But the glory of the heavenly is one thing and the earthly is another." He just separated it. He's just telling you, my seed has two forms. One is the outer, which is the shell, and one is the inner, which is the power.
Woo! Come on! Yay!
Amen.
Are you seeing it?
Damn. Yes.
Amen.
The outer, the earthly, is the shell. The inner is the power, which is the seed, which is the Spirit of God. Mm-hmm. I hope you're seeing this.
Yep.
Verse 41. "There is one glory of the sun, another the glory of the moon, and another the glory of the stars. Indeed, star is different from star in glory." What did that say right there? There's a heavenly star. He is the star that hung the stars.
Right.
And this glory is different from the others. Do you understand this? He's already stating, I want you to see that my seed is greater than all. Verse 42. "So it is with resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable. What is raised is what? Imperishable. What is sown is perishable, but what is raised is imperishable." Something has to die in order for it to come alive. Do you understand? He said, look, I'm getting ready to tell you why Jesus was sent here. He was sent to do what? Was he sent to live or sent to die?
Die.
to die. Why? So that we may live. Do you understand? Okay, now, this is a good God. Good God. Verse 43, it is sown in dishonor, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, it is raised in power. What did he just state right there? He stated about Jesus and the state that he was getting ready to be put into the tomb. You seeing that? What he's saying that he right now is that it was sown in dishonor. What did they do to him? They dishonored him. They dishonored him, but he was raised in glory. He was sown in weakness. Wasn't he weak? He was weak to the point of death. He was alone. Remember when he cried out, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me?
Right.
He felt alone. Wouldn't you feel alone?
Yes.
Yeah. How many of you felt alone at times? Yeah. You're getting ready to have the imperishable seed. What's this? Oh, this is good. It is sown a physical body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there's a physical body, there is also a spiritual body. Speaking of two dynamics. Jump down to 47. The first man was from the earth, a man of dust. The second man is from heaven, Jesus. As was the man of dust, so are those who are the dust. As the man of heaven, so are those who are of heaven.
Amen.
Oh, the mystics. What is he saying? This is my seed. I have redeemed the curse of the land, and I've taken the curse upon me. I've taken the curse, and I'll put it on me so that my seed can continue to produce. I've done away with the curse, and I've loosed the power of my seed in my seed.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus, help me, help me, help me. Woo! Verse 49, just as we have borne the image of man of dust, we also bear the image of the man of heaven. Amen. We're no longer the dust. We're the image of man of heaven. We're the image of Jesus. Watch this, verse 50. What am I saying, brothers and sisters? Because you know they're asking, what are you talking about? You're talking all this kind of gibberish. We don't understand what you're saying. Let's be real. Some of y'all are even looking at me like, what does this mean?
Come on.
I thought this was about the Easter. This resurrection. You gotta understand resurrection with the seed first.
Right.
Pastor, I gotta cook for tomorrow. Watch this. Verse 50. What are you saying, brothers and sisters? It says, flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Uh-oh.
Die,
flesh and blood cannot enter heaven. Nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, otherwise, looky, that's what it says in my book. Looky. I will tell you a mystery. Well, I was me that mystery. We will not all die.
Yeah.
Come on.
You imagine the church not looking like, what this guy is, must be on drugs, must be high. Or something, we're not going to die. Come on, when you read the Bible, think about how they were responding to him, like, you is crazy.
Right.
And you're the apostle. Who told you to write letters from prison to us?
Come on.
Who told you to write a letter and be shipwrecked?
Yeah.
Who told you to get bit by a snake and then write us a letter? That's the word. So no wonder why the church begins to look at the Apostle Paul like, this don't make no sense.
Right.
Exactly. Let those that have ears
hear.
I'm telling you a mystery. We're not all going to die. But we'll all be changed.
Amen.
That's a promise right there. We're not all going to die, but we will be changed.
Amen.
We will be changed.
Thank you,
Lord.
In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed. For this perishable body must be put, put on the imperishability, and this mortal body must put on the immortality. When this perishable body puts on imperishability, and this mortal body puts on immortality, then the saying that is written will be fulfilled. Death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Church, you've been so caught up with the law, you've missed the power of the seed. My seed began to move throughout this land, and it became to the point of being trampled on, that the fowl of the air was coming to devour it. So Jesus is up there looking at Daddy. Daddy, they need some help. They have no hope. There's sickness and disease. There's something that's coming to take the seed out. Send me, God. Send me, Daddy. Send me to them, because I've got to look out for my seed. And that's my seed. Send me. Send me. Let me die on their behalf, so they will live on your behalf. Right. That is seed.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah. He said, look. I know it's going to be hard for me, Dad. I know it's going to be hard. But don't send me by spirit. Send me in the flesh.
See, brother.
Send me in the form of seed. But not seed of man. You're going to miss this. You're going to miss this. Watch the mystery here. Put me in a woman that is still having her cycles, but has never been touched by man to stop the cycle. Put the seed to stop the cycle, and I will stop the cycle for mankind once and for all. Send me to her. Send me to her. Because it's a virgin birth. Your seed has already prepared the way through the words, the seed of your prophets. It's been spoken into existence. Now let my existence come forth.
Yes.
Come on now, come on. Don't miss this. Don't be looking for no little Easter bunny. Go looking for eggs. That's why the devil wants to take the Easter, the seed, and turn it to the eggs. Because it's not about the egg. It's about the seed. It's in the seed where the power is, not in the egg. The woman carries the egg, but man produces seed after its kind. We are the sons of God because we are in the likeness of the seed.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I hope you hear this. I hope you hear this. So now the seed comes. And the moment that the seed and the egg come together, now comes the beginning of eternity. But it comes through the form of a baby. Why a baby? Wouldn't our king come as king? He says a baby has to come in frail and understand the need for the nurturing. Because my people understand the nurturing process. Don't y'all miss this. Why do you think we're in a fatherless generation? And the seed feels entitled to what they want. And act any way they want. Because there's a void.
Oh.
Wow.
So God said, my seed will fill the void. Send me so that there will be hope. But they first have to choose me.
Amen.
That's why he sent a baby. This could be a Christmas story right here. He said, send me a seed. And I'll bring the harvest back to you, Father. Because it's in the power of the seed.
Right.
You've already created the soil of the kingdom here on earth. That's why Jesus went around in his ministry. For the kingdom of heaven is where? At hand. It's already here. The seed came in to produce and release the kingdom here on earth. The trick of the enemy is to keep us blinded not to see it.
Right.
Seed. It is the seed of God that he's after. The Bible clearly states it. States it in Revelation when he says the seed will crush the head of what? The serpent. He's been after the seed.
Yep.
Want to know why you go through so much hell? He's after the seed. He's after the seed in you to take away everything of your faith.
Right.
To make you doubt and have unbelief. He's after the seed. He's after the power. He's after the power that can still produce after its kind.
Yeah.
He doesn't want more of those believing.
Come on.
Professing.
Come on.
Declaring.
Yeah.
Producing.
Come on.
After its kind.
That's right.
Hey.
Because the more the seed begins to produce after its kind, it begins to populate the heaven here on earth and begins to eradicate the very curse that he's put on the seed. Because you can't curse what God has blessed.
That's right.
Watch this, now watch this. So Jesus now comes and we understand. We understand that he is the Son of God. But the church didn't recognize him as such. The church didn't, because they were still caught up in the law.
Right.
So Jesus says, oh, the only way the seed is going to produce, it has to remain alone. Jesus went to the garden and went to the Father, and he remained alone. But it wasn't until he really remained alone till he was on the cross. Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? He gives up his ghost. What's his name? They put him where? They put him in a tomb. They put him in the earth. They put him in the soil.
Amen.
He cannot produce until it begins to die. In the dying process, it begins to sprout forth. Watch this. As he is in the tomb, he begins to even go deeper and deeper into the earth. It says that he goes into the earth to the abyss.
Yes.
Says he goes deeper and deeper. Why did he go deeper? Because he's proving to you, you've got to be rooted in a church. You've got to be rooted in the kingdom somewhere so that you can begin to produce after its kind. Jesus didn't just come in the tomb and leave. He went down deep and rooted himself in the promise of God and the creation and said, I'm going to produce this seed after its kind, and I will see it amongst my sons and daughters because they will produce after its kind. That's why you look like him, you talk like him, you move like him, and you have the same power that raised him from the dead that resides in you. Doctor has said, it don't matter what your neighbor has said, it don't matter what anybody love to hear this.
Amen. Amen.
The scripture says, oh death, where is your sting? Death can't take you out. But the Bible says that the only way that your seed can reproduce is for it to die. Now I'm going to get prophetic on you.
Come on.
You ever wonder why your promises feel like they've passed you by? That your promises aren't coming to manifestation in your life? You're in the dying process so that it can produce for you. But not just one seed, multiple seeds. Oh, yeah, someone's going to get this. Ooh, someone's going to get this. The hell that has been coming against you, that has been lying to you, not only about your health, your mind, your money, and your family, is about to turn around.
Yes.
It is that change of a season through the revelation of the seed that changes the time of your season. When Jesus came up out of the grave, it changed the time of this earth for eternity. Are you seeing this? When he came to die, then the dead were raised with him. Because he had to die, the seed had to die in order for it to produce after its kind. Stand to your feet, please, if you would. As we begin to close, Facebook, I want to encourage you. I know it is Easter weekend, and I know as we get with people, as we celebrate all kinds of wonderful food and celebration, just remember it's about the seed, not about the egg. The seed. It's the seed that you carry that is going to reproduce. I pray that you understand this and hear this by the Spirit of the living God, that those that have ears hear what the Spirit of God is saying. I bless you, and I wish you a very, very prosperous resurrection day, because your seed is about to be resurrected, and you're about to come out, and everything that was once dead is about to come alive in your life. God bless you, Facebook. We'll see you soon. For those of you that are standing here right now in the sanctuary of God, and you know that some things feel like they've been dying, or maybe